any tour of Berkeley, they will proudly say these are the Mario Savio steps and say how much they celebrated the free speech movement. I would not be surprised if they do the same thing to us in 50 years from now.
National protests against the war in Gaza and echoes of unrest at home. We're live at UC Berkeley.
A person was yelling at me, screaming at me, calling me a Zionist and a murderer.
Protest culture on college campuses making Jewish students across the United States feel afraid. Calls for calm at the highest levels of U.S. government as the Jewish people hope hostages are not forgotten.
We discovered that that was where we had the most problems, especially at night.
They're just trying to blame businesses for being open all night.
Tenderloin curfew and a business blowback. How a city plans to curb crime and has corner markets protesting a pinch. And summertime in the Bay just got a lot more fun. Get ready, Bay Area. Outside Land's about to bring you inside the magic of music.
Nice to have you with us on a Wednesday. I'm Reed Cowan.
I'm Gianna Franco. Yes, the weekend is almost here, and I know Darren's going to talk about it, but there was some sunshine coming our way.
I'm so glad that the band is back together. I'm Nicole Zalimis. Reed, you took a couple days off.
Yes, I did.
But when Reed takes time off, he works even harder.
Yeah.
You remodeled your entire garage.
Yep, go to my Instagram. You could eat off the floor.
Please nice. Do. I mean, it's the most beautiful garage I've ever seen, and you did it in like 2 days, yeah. And you're not even sore.
Do you think? Oh, I'm sore. Do you think it's weird, though, like my walls are black and my floor is gray? I like a garage. Kind of
I
like
think you need to garage. Go into business remodeling garages. That's a thing, and you have a real talent. All right, glad you brought your talents back here to the set. Let's take a live look outside on this Wednesday morning, and it's going to be a nice day in the Bay. Darren, is that how we're putting it? It will be a decent day in the Bay.
It's a very polite and restrained way to put it. It is going to be nice, but it's going to be gray throughout the day. It's going to be a lot like yesterday because there's this amped up marine layer. You probably noticed, never left yesterday. We stayed gray all day, and there's still some remnants of that hanging around. If we look at the future cast, not only are we all waking up to the gray skies Bay Area-wide, there are some drops of rain off the coast, and it will continue to be a possibility. If you're coastside or in any of the Bay Area hills, you could get some light mist out of this today. So this is not your typical marine layer. It's getting a little bit of help from an area of low pressure sitting right off the coast, which is really helping this thing stick around a little bit longer than it would. But that has one day left. We get into tomorrow, and something's going to come push it out of here, the next system. We're going to talk about that in the complete forecast. It's going to get a bit windy on Friday, and that's part of the story looking forward. And then, yeah, like Gianna was saying, we got a nice weekend coming. We're going to get plenty of sunshine, and more on that in the complete forecast. I'll give you the detailed specifics on both Saturday and Sunday. But first, this is Wednesday morning, mid to upper 50s. So as cloudy as it is, the gray skies overnight at least act like a little bit of a blanket. So these temperatures are relatively warm. It's mid to upper 50s. Wasn't that long ago. Morning lows were routinely getting down into the low 40s and upper 30s for many of these valleys. So it's a nice start to the day. We're not going to warm up a whole lot, though. It's not, nobody gets to 70 today. It'll probably be mid to upper 60s Bay Area wide. I'll see in the complete forecast, we'll talk about those Friday winds. For now, let's check in with Gianna, see how that drive's looking.
Yeah, let's get a bridge check as we take a look, a live look here at the Golden Gate Bridge for that Marin County commute this morning. A little crowded for anyone heading southbound 101. You've got a few brake lights as you work your way. Not too far from that San Rafael exit there. Things are a little slow. And then if you head south of there, you definitely have some crowded conditions here at the Golden Gate Bridge heading into San Francisco. Just checking in with CHP, not getting any word of any trouble spots or major issues out there. So that's good news. Now, if you're headed towards the San Mateo Bridge, well, that is certainly busy westbound, but that's to be expected this time of the morning for that ride as you head over towards 101. And at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, metering lights are on. That is a slow commute there as you head across the upper deck into San Francisco.
All right, G, thanks. We turn our attention to UC Berkeley, where protests kick off another week of a nationwide outcry against the war in Gaza. You know, just like a large occupation at Columbia University, in New York, dozens of UC Berkeley students are in an encampment of their own on the steps of Sproul Plaza. Sean Chitten is live in Berkeley this morning. And Sean, are you seeing any sign of police out there? The reason why I ask, we know that several people have been arrested on East Coast campuses. What's the signal from police there in Berkeley about this encampment?
Hey, Reed, good morning. Well, we do know that there were several patrol cars in the street that leads to one section of campus that then can give you access to the main thoroughfare where we're standing, but we're not seeing anyone up close and near the tents like we have seen at those other locations you're referencing. I'm going to step out of the way so you can get a better sense of how things look this morning, especially now that the sun is up. It's also worth noting that the number of tents have increased from just yesterday, so the movement getting more attention. Students have shared with us that they saw this because, of course, it is in the center of campus, and it impacted them in a way where they decided to join the effort and get in a tent and spend the night as well. But so far, none of the main issues that we have seen with those other schools, although we know that it is all connected in a sense because these students are wanting to show solidarity with those who are at those other schools, including the one in New York City at Columbia University. Specifically, what they are calling for is for the University of California to take the steps that they want to see by not having any more connections to colleges and companies in Israel, specifically those that they say are arms suppliers. And they also want the school to take the step of calling Israel's actions over in Gaza as a form of genocide.
We are standing inspired by our students over at Columbia, who we consider to be the heart of the student movement. But more importantly, we're standing in solidarity with our people in Palestine.
It's my script on my other phone. All right, so in a statement, the university said that with 3 weeks left in the semester, Berkeley is prioritizing students' academic interests. We will take the steps necessary to ensure the protest does not disrupt the university's actions. And then that statement goes on to say there are no plans to change the university's investment policies and practices. So if you see here again on this main stretch right behind me, there is Sather Gate. There has been a daily vigil protest at this location since February. And so that, in addition to what we now see over here, right in front of the administration building on these steps, gives you a better sense of just how much that is taking over the campus, and certainly the effort behind us trying to be a 24/7 response. Reed, back to you.
Sean, thanks for that update as the sun comes up there. Also up north, Cal Poly Humboldt closed after hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters there barricaded in at least two buildings. In fact, as you see right there, riot police had to come in. The word from Cal Poly this morning to students, just stay home. We'll have classes online. Meanwhile, police making arrests at Yale, NYU, and Columbia after protesters refused to leave tent encampments on their school properties. That protesters at Columbia were told to be gone by midnight, but for some reason, overnight, that demand got pushed back a little bit. 120 protesters arrested at NYU, more than 40 arrested at Yale.
I think that it's time to divest from those weapons manufacturing and redivest them into other important things.
As you can imagine, being a Jewish student on campuses across the country would come with some tension. In fact, some say they are afraid for their safety.
The person was yelling at me, screaming at me, calling me a Zionist and a murderer.
So Israel says more than 130 hostages remain held by Hamas. A quarter of them feared dead after Hamas attacked and killed Israelis on October 7th. House Speaker Mike Johnson's office announced he will meet with Jewish students at Columbia University this afternoon. For continuing coverage on the occupation at UC Berkeley and other college campuses across the country, stay with us on air and online, kpix.com, and streaming on CBS 24/7.
It's time now for a look at this morning's other top stories. Lawyers are meeting today to discuss the sentencing of David DePapp. He was convicted of attacking Paul Pelosi, the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in their San Francisco home last year. DePapp faces decades in prison on felony assault and kidnapping charges, but he's still awaiting a state trial. Lawyers are meeting to discuss schedules and next steps this morning at 10 a.m. A potential ban on the popular app TikTok is on its way to the president's desk. The Senate approved the historic legislation in a sweeping bipartisan vote overnight, saying the social media platform is a security risk. Now, this is part of a larger $95 billion package that provides foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It would ban TikTok nationwide unless the company's Chinese owner, ByteDance, sells the app in the next 9 months. President Biden says he'll sign the package as soon as he gets it. TikTok is vowing to fight in court.